Hello, 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 ladies and gentlemen. How are you? How have you been during this quarantine? Oh my God. Who knew? Who knew that this would happen? Who knew how it would make you feel? Who knew it would last this long? Just who knew? But I do want to make sure that everyone is taking the time to take care of themselves. Check in with yourself. Check on your loved ones. And stay positive. You know, staying in a positive mindset and speaking those positive things, it does wonders. You literally manifest those thoughts into reality. So I'm hoping and praying that everyone's doing good, doing great. You know, if you've listened to me on many different platforms, you know, my little slogan is think it, write it, speak it, do it, spread love. Mwah. I love you all. Make today great because you're great and greatness comes from greatness. So make sure that you not only say these things, but you feel it and you think it and you envision it and it becomes real. Now, in keeping in theme with the previous episodes, you know, talking about new year, new you, and as time progresses throughout the days, the weeks, the months, the year, are you still new? And single moms, let's not forget, if we're talking about new year, new you, and if you're still new, what about the kids? Are they new too? What is it about your kids that you think is new? Now, we've all been kids, and now we're adults. So we do know there are changes that occur. You know, a newborn baby to a five-year-old, those 5 years, from a five-year-old to a 10-year-old, 10 to 15, 15 to 20, 20 to 25, et cetera, et cetera. We know the changes that come with aging and the different milestones, not just in the age, chronological age, but in the mindset, in the physical body, in the spiritual, in emotion. Oh God, in the emotions that changes. But are your kids new? Of course not. They're growing. They're learning. They're evolving. They're becoming. And although they're learning who they really are day by day, and they're learning how who they are is going to change, they're still your kids. They're still the same person that you couldn't believe you would love so much and so deeply. You know, like whether your kid is five or your kid is 35, you're still going to look at them and be like, wow, that's my baby. That never fades. I'm 36 years old. I still call my dad to check on him. He still calls to check on me. And I'm still his baby girl. It's the most amazing thing. And this is why it's important, too, for you to not necessarily have that mindset of new you. You know, how would you feel if a whole new person was raising your child? How would your kid feel? Or your kids feel? Like, that's intense, isn't it? Like, yo, my mom has been this person all this time, and then now she's a whole new person. Like, what the heck? So I say that to say it's okay to grow with your kids. It's okay to have conversations with them about changes that you're going to make, that you are making, or you plan on making. It's okay to let them in. Now, yes, a child is a child and has the understanding of a child. So when you do choose to communicate and speak with them, obviously you're going to speak with them in an appropriate level for their age and level of understanding. But there's nothing wrong with communicating to your kids. You know, me personally, I talk to my kids about everything just in the appropriate way for the kids. So when they ask me certain questions, I don't shy away. And when certain situations arise, whether they ask me or not, I share the information with them. Listen, just like you're living life, they're living it too. And you know, as parents, we're quick to be like, you ain't got no bills. You ain't taking care of no children. You ain't got nothing hectic going on in your life. You a child, I'm grown, which is true. But that doesn't mean that they're not living a life. They're just not living your life. And they're not supposed to live your life. So we really can't use that as a comparison. We do it out of frustration sometimes, depending on the situation. But reality is, that's bullcrap. You feel what I'm saying? Of course they don't pay no bills. They children. They're not supposed to. That's what you here for. So it's okay to communicate with them any changes you plan on making. It's okay to ask them their input. Yes, I know there's a lot of people here that are listening that have newborn babies, that have toddlers, that have young school age, pre-K, kindergarten, elementary school kids, as well as middle school and high school. Each one of these kids you can communicate to. Newborn babies. When I had my first son, I was 19 turning 20. He was born in January. My birthday was in February. And I would talk to him. I was never the goo-goo gaga type of mom. Like, I never understood that concept. I talked to him regularly. I would wake up in the morning. I would pray with him out loud. And I would talk to him. Good morning. How are you? How did you sleep? Yeah. Did you sleep well? Okay. Are you hungry? You want something to eat? That's great. What would you like to eat? We have this baby food and that baby food. Which one would you prefer? And I would show it to him. And, you know, he probably is going to get excited about both. But over time, he would get excited about a specific one that he liked more. And this is legitimately at like 3, 4, 5, 6 months old. You know, you have to teach the baby, you know what I'm saying, to learn how to grow into a toddler. So I feel the same way now that my kids are 16, about to be 15, 12, and 9. I still talk to them and tell them my thoughts and the decisions I've made and my current thoughts and the current decisions I'm making, and I ask their input. You know, for you right now, how do you feel about this and how do you feel about that? It's okay if you're upset. It's okay if you're happy, excited, ecstatic even. All of that is fine. Tell me how you feel, what you're thinking. And, you know, majority of the time they really do, which I'm so happy and appreciative of, because I always want them to feel a safe space to be able to do that and to create a safe space that they can do that. So, you know, that's how I've chosen to raise my kids in that aspect, is I talk to them and I communicate with them and I make decisions with them. You know, we vote, or I ask their thoughts and opinions, or I'll tell them directly, whatever it is you want or you all want, that's how we're going to move. It all depends on the situation, of course. But imagine, however you've been doing your best to positively, healthily, and lovingly raise your child or children, and then you just become a whole new person. Just boom, new year, new me. Is that fair? Isn't that confusing? God, isn't that stressful? Imagine that kid with them kids. That's a lot to take in. Communicate with them. Because 9 times out of 10, your newness and the time you think your newness is, it's not in alignment with theirs. Because there isn't a new. There's changes. There's upgrades. There's lessons learned. There isn't a new you. It's the same you 2.0, I guess. Upgraded version of you. You know, the changes you're going to make, how you're going to elevate, how you're going to learn and grow. So we have to make sure that the kids are included. You got to include the babies. Don't make it seem like they're living their life in accordance to what you say. Oh, God, no. That's not only is that not fair, it's not true. They are legitimately living their own lives and growing into becoming their own person. You know, our little boys turn into young men that turn into men. Our little girls turn into young ladies that turn into ladies. So it's imperative that you teach them how to do that by communicating with them, by letting them know, you know, at this age, you're able to make a choice between this and that. What do you choose and why do you choose that? You have to prep the stage. You can't be a new person every year. It's not consistent. It's confusing for the kid. It ain't healthy, you know? And it's definitely not healthy for you either. So we got to get rid of this new year, new me terminology, that mindset, that whole movement. We got to get rid of it, moms. We have to. It's not healthy in the sense of you're wanting to remove who you've been and who you are just at the strike of 12. That's not realistic. And it's not going to be realistic for the kids either. We're moms. Everything we do is for the children, yes, but it's also with the children. This is our village. Our kids are also the village. It's not just who we trust to talk to our kids, to raise our kids, to love our kids, to discipline our kids, to be there for our kids. But it is also the kids. They are a part of the village. They're the main part of the village. So you have to allow them to grow with you, just like you are going to be growing with them. You have to give them that space, that opportunity, that support, that love, that communication, that understanding. You have to be able and willing to give that to them because they deserve it and they need it. And as you're growing, they're growing. So why not grow together? Why not converse about the growing pains that you each have? Go ahead and ask your kids how they feel today. How they feel about being whatever their age is. How do you feel about being 8? How do you feel about being 7? How do you feel about being 17? How do you feel about being 12? Each single day of their life is their own life that they're living and their own challenges that they're going through. Ask them. We can't just assume because they're not adults with adult responsibilities that they have a mind that becomes clouded sometimes. There's a lot going on in the world. There's a lot going on in their world. So it's okay to communicate with them and ask them. But it can't be the new you that strikes up every year. I'll tell you right now, if a person I love and trusted pops up and changes every year to a new year, new me, I can't trust you. I don't know you. We got to start this earning trust all over again because now you're a new person. Mm-mm. We have to get rid of this terminology, this mindset. We have to get rid of it. Grow, yes. Learn, yes. Change, inevitable. But you're still the greatest you, and you're just going to get greater. Period. So enjoy the journey. Allow your kids to come on that journey with you. No more new year, new me. No new kids. I got 4. I'm definitely not having no more new kids. But talk to them, communicate with them, and don't forever, ever forget to let them know how much you love them, how grateful you are for them, how much you appreciate them, the way they think, the way they talk, the way they walk, the way they move, how they help, how they're so affectionate, how they're so attentive, how they're so themselves. Tell each of your kids, if you have more than one, why you appreciate them for who they individually are. Take that time to do that. If you can, if every single day. They deserve it. They need it. You know, never, ever forget to tell them you love them. Tell them 2-3 times a day. Why not? It doesn't hurt anything. If anything, it makes everything better. And don't just say it with your words. Also say it with your action. Do both. Say, I love you. Give them a hug and kiss. Cook some breakfast for them if you don't normally do that. Cook some lunch for them if you don't normally do that. You know, cook a full-fledged dinner that they haven't had in a while if you don't normally do that. Whatever it is that you don't do on a regular, everyday basis, do that for them every now and then. Especially now being in the quarantine situation where the whole world is, you know, sort of kind of confined to the home all day, every day, if you don't need anything outside, or if you're not an essential worker, so to speak, you know, you're home with your kids. This is the time. Love upon them. Talk to them. Ask them, hey, how would you like me to show you I love you? Start teaching them early what a love language is. They may not know the book. They may not know the terminology and what that means and the meaning behind it. But based on how you communicate and talk to them and show them and ask them, they'll have that as a natural pattern. So when they become adults, it's the norm. You know, ask them. I ask my kids, okay, so what does mommy need to do to show you she loves you? What would you be like, yeah, if mommy did this, then I know she loved me. And they tell me, most of the time, it's the most frivolous things. My kids love these damn nasty chips called Takis. I hate them chips. And I read somewhere that it said one kid unfortunately passed away from an excessive amount of Takis. Now, this kid probably was legit eating like all day Takis and nothing else. But the kid got sick and died from it. And that it was linked to possible cancer. Now, all of this was like a 0.01%. But nonetheless, I milked it. And I still milk it. And I tell them, nope, no Takis. It'll make you sick. Possible cause cancer. I ain't beat. So I cut them off. One day my daughter was like, if you love me, mom, you just let me taste some Takis. So you know what I did? I bought her a bag of Takis. Not that big a deal. I really don't want them to eat it. Number one, it's not good for them because it's junk. Number two, it's been too much in the paper and news. And then it's nasty. Like, you don't need that. But in that moment, that's what you felt like love was. Okay, I got you the chips. Now that I got you the chips, you ate the chips. Do you think I love you? Yes. What makes you feel like I love you? Well, I wanted this and you gave it to me. Okay. Before I bought it for you, did you feel like I love you? Yes. Look at that. So is chips the way for someone to show you that they love you? No, I just really wanted it. Oh, okay. Well, now that you have your chips, what other way can I show you? Now it's making you think. Because you just did it to get something you want, but now you're really going to have to think about it. Because now you got what you want. So now what? You have to be able to talk to your kids and give them the support they need. Give them a little wiggle room, a little leeway. They're kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if they're 18, 19, 20, 21, bruh, they're kids. The legal law of them becoming an adult at the strike of midnight of their 18th birthday does not make them an adult overnight. They're kids. And you have to groom them, train them, love on them, teach them in the ways that you want them to be better in their life journey. You know, communication is key in all relationships, intimate, personal with yourself, personal with family and friends and your children, business, all of that. Communication is very important. And you have to make sure that not only they understand what you're communicating, but you understand as well. And that you guys are able to implement and apply the knowledge that you both have learned. That's imperative. Love on yourself. Love on your kids. Communicate with each other. Speak in support and give life unto each other. I'm telling you, your kids are your village. They're part of your village, the main important part. Talk to them on a regular basis. Love on them on a regular basis. Tell them you love them on a regular basis. No more new you. All right, guys. I'll be talking to you soon. Love you.